It's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. Stick around for this power move in Missed Connections. Asking for someone's chapstick.
And then using a stranger's chapstick.
Then how do you duck out of Thanksgiving when it's not even Thanksgiving yet?
Yeah, she doesn't want to be a host ever.
We test you on your dude knowledge. Ask, who's that guy in your neighborhood?
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I like it when I see on the Louisville Reddit page, people discover Louisville and post about it. This just, I saw this just the other day. It said, so I posted here before asking for suggestions and recommendations because my wife and I are from New York City and we're considering a move to Louisville. We're planning on spending a week for vacation there. And dude, ... We were in love the moment we landed. The best way I can put it is that it felt like leaving an abusive relationship and being with someone who treats you right.
Well, yeah, I would think coming from New York, it'd feel like that.
It was clean. Everything was reasonably priced. Everyone was friendly. Everyone knew how to drive. And I didn't realize I have anxiety until I was there and realized the absence of it.
Oh, wow.
Shouted out the Post. The Post had better pizza than a lot of places in Queens. Jack-o'-lantern spectacular was one of the most impressive things we've ever seen.
Wow.
Mark's feed store frickin' ruled.
They did all the things.
Yep. And the shops on Barrett Avenue were so much fun to visit. Also showed some love for the Hot Brown.
Oh, of course. Said, it's iconic.
Also, the Hot Brown is one of the best breakfast dishes we've ever had. What the heck, guys? LMAO. Safe to say, once we have the funds, we're relocating. Thanks to everyone who made us feel welcome, including but not limited to the staff at Witch's Brew, Derby City Market, Music Go Round.
Wow.
Yeah. So
they did all the things.
They were a tourist here in Louisville. And yeah, and like I said, I like seeing kind of people who are not from here who they post in the Louisville Reddit thread quite a bit, and it's just from people from out of town going, hey, going to be spending a weekend there, you know, any recommendations for things or blah, 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 blah. And rarely do we see the follow-up of, hey, this is what we did, you know, it was great or it was not great, and this person obviously loved it.
I'm a little upset we didn't get a mention. Ben and Kelly are just the most entertaining radio show.
Yeah, I happened upon 99.7 DJX.
Oh, those guys are so funny.
Those guys are great. I
wake up every morning with them. Need to move here ASAP.
Yeah, they sound, you know, attractive and witty. And
attractive.
They sound like they put deodorant on and shower and bathe themselves all the time.
Wow.
Yes.
And they even wear shoes and have all their teeth.
That's right. Stereotypes be damned. Let's do a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Janine says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've got an idea for someone you could get with a phone tap.
Okay.
There's a new girl in our office.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the cubicle next to me, and she just moved here from a small town. She's sweet as can be. A little naive. I just invited her to our Friendsgiving dinner. We do it between Thanksgiving and Christmas. All of us single folks get together to celebrate. I told her that someone would be calling her to tell her what to bring. Would you like to be that person?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
So Robert Hotzepepper, not a real person. He's going to be the one to call Megan to their Friendsgiving celebration. Needs to ask her tell her what she needs to bring to the party. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, is this Megan?
Yes, who's this?
Megan, Robert Hotzepepper. Janine gave me your number, asked me to give you a ring. She and I have been putting on this Friendsgiving dinner for the past few years, and she told me that you're going to be joining us this year.
Oh, yeah. She probably told you that I'm new in town, and I don't have any relatives here, so I totally missed having a Thanksgiving last week, and I think she took pity on me and invited me.
Well, we'd love to have you. It's always a fun collection of people.
Great. And I want to bring something. Is there a sign-up sheet or something for what to bring?
Oh, well, that's why I was calling. I'm the one who usually keeps track of what foods we need and what everyone's bringing.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, why don't you put me down for, a side dish? How about a vegetable?
Oh, okay, sure. Let me write this down here. Megan is bringing a vegetable side dish.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Oh, and before I let you go, I don't know if Janine told you, but it's kind of a tradition that the new person in the group each year brings the turkey.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. So you want me to bring the turkey?
Yeah, that'd be great. It's a tradition, you know.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to mess up the tradition. Not a great cook, but how big of a turkey were you thinking of?
Oh, I don't know. Probably nothing too big. We're expecting about 25 people.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe about a 35 pounder.
What?
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's a big bird. All right.
Right. And listen, we have some people that come every year that insist that it be organic, free-range turkey. Oh. You know, no hormones or preservatives or any of that stuff.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know much about that stuff. I usually just grab a frozen one at the grocery store.
Well, and I guess if you got the bird, you might as well take care of the stuffing inside, too. Just makes sense. Am I right?
Oh, gosh.
I guess so.
Well, let me ask you this, Megan. Which do you like better, pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
Oh, I don't know. They both sound great to me. I like them both. I don't know if I can pick one over the other.
Oh, you know, you're right. Okay, so why don't you bring one of each?
What?
So I would be bringing the pies, too?
Oh, you would? Well, that'd be great. All right, one pumpkin and one pecan. If you don't have time to make them, the ones from the bakery would probably be all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so pies and the turkey and a vegetable?
And don't forget the stuffing, of course.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hey, Megan, have I told you how excited we are to have you at Friendsgiving this year?
Uh-huh.
You sound like a real sweetheart, and Janine has told us all about you.
Oh, that's nice. I have to say, this seems like kind of a lot.
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, you've got me bringing the turkey and the stuffing and the vegetable and some pies.
Well, don't you want to be a part of our Friendsgiving, Megan?
Well, sure I do, but I just...
Why, are you a friend, Megan?
I'm a what?
Friend, Megan. Friendsgiving's about friends and what are friends for taking advantage of. And that's what I'm doing with you.
What? Okay, now I'm a little confused. This has got weird.
Megan, hey, it's not Robert Hassenpepper, Ben Davis, 99.7 DJX. I almost hate to tell you that this is all a joke. It's a fun tap.
Wait, what? Wait a minute. Are you serious right now? Are you joking? What is this?
It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K show. Janine wanted us to give you a little call and mess with you this morning. So, hi.
Oh, my gosh. This is a radio thing? Oh, my gosh. Yep. Are you kidding me? On the radio. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
She sounds hysterical.
That's her nervous little laugh. Like, what? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
So wait,
still had no idea.
Having the Friendsgiving, but I don't have to bring all the things.
Yes, but seriously, what do I have to bring? Yeah, the next phone call when they actually
to Janine.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Oh, that's funny. Did good. Sounds delicious, though.
Yeah, if you could just bring all the things.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just provide the entire meal. We'd love to have you.
I know.
Can't wait.
That's your bone tap. 99.7 DJX. I mean, the ultimate catch-22 for everyone, especially criminals who want money, don't have money, trying to get money, get busted, need money.
And getting a job is just certainly not an option.
It's 99.7 DJX. What are they supposed to do?
What are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to live?
Literally, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking laws to raise money for your bond, you're doing okay.
That's counterproductive.
This sheriff in Wyoming had to remind criminals that you shouldn't raise your bond money by committing more crimes.
They learned that Schoolcraft had actually been released from our jail, was on bond, and was en route there to get more drugs from the source. Entered the house with the intent to purchase drugs to deliver in Wyoming while on bond for the same thing. Remember, don't break law in Laramie County where crime is still illegal. And please, criminals, don't sell drugs or stolen property to raise money for your bond.
Crime is still illegal.
It's still illegal. And yeah, not a great idea to break the law to try to raise money for your bond when you're already in trouble with the law.
I mean, for the exact same reason.
Yeah.
Hey, but that, you know what? When you've got a wheelhouse.
Sure.
When that is your thing.
You've got a skill set.
You got a skill set.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you are. That's what you know. So,
yeah.
And that's what you go back to. So anyways, the police there, Sheriff Brian is trying to just remind you, let's not try to do that. All right.
Okay.
So there you go. A little setting the bar story. A little quick reminder here on 99.7 DJX. Those chance encounters with someone you're interested in that fail to turn into something more. It's the weird. It's the desperate. It's misconnections.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed connection.
Man for woman, hot older lady who borrowed my chapstick.
Oh. Wow. Is that first base?
I don't know.
You were the absolute smoke show in the grocery store card aisle.
I like the voice.
For an older lady, maybe 35, 40-ish, were stunning.
Oh, that's older?
You were looking at sympathy cards. Hair perfect, outfit perfect, just wow. I was a younger dude trying to find a sorry your marriage imploded card for a coworker I didn't even like.
Oh my god!
I had to get flowers too. Why flowers? She's divorced, not dead.
Oh wow.
Anyway. I noticed you next to me. And I was mentally preparing my very smooth, very casual opener like, so... who died?
Oh my gosh! No, don't say that! Don't say that!
Before I could embarrass myself, you turned to me, looked directly into my soul, and said, do you have any chapstick? Ma'am.
Wow.
What kind of sorcery was that? How did you literally know I had chapstick in my pocket like some sort of Boy Scout with dry lips? I nodded like an idiot and handed it over.
Well.
You uncapped it. Put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Handed it back to me.
Wow.
Said thanks. And walked away like it was the most normal interaction in the world. I stood there frozen, holding the chapstick that had just graced your lips, wondering if I should use it again or retire it into some sort of shadow box.
Wow.
I should have said something.
Yeah.
Asked your name, your number, or at the very least if you have a TikTok so I can obsess. If you're out there, card aisle chapstick goddess, please come back into my life. I'll bring fresh lip balm.
Well.
Maybe a better pickup line.
Again, bold move to use a stranger's lip balm. Maybe an appropriate question is, do you have a cold?
Listen, she probably noticed him checking him out.
Maybe.
And was like, listen, this is how it's done,
this
son.
This is your Stifler's mom moment.
This is how it's done, son. Oh, shoot. It's
Craigslist missed connection. But I feel attacked if 35 to 40 is older.
He was like, you're a hot older lady.
What?
Maybe 35.
Wow. Woman for man.
Uh-huh.
Dear one, you zero.
Oh, no.
You were the handsome jogger in the park wearing gray shorts and the intoxicating aroma of sweat mixed with cool water cologne.
Cool water.
Yeah. A bold choice, sir, but one that took me right back to eighth grade slow dances and a boy named Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
I was a 45-year-old divorced woman walking with a dog, trying to look cute in my Lulus and hoodie.
Oh.
I saw you jog past me twice.
Oh.
I checked. No wedding ring.
Oh.
My heart fluttered.
Okay.
I thought, this is my moment.
Mm.
It's been a minute since I felt the tender touch of a man. Or even flirted with one who still has all his hair.
Oh, wow.
And then... the deer.
Deer.
Out of nowhere, Bambi came barreling out of the woods and annihilated you.
Wow.
Like you owed it money and it was settling a score.
Wow.
I screamed. My dog screamed.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure a squirrel gasped.
Oh.
As I ran toward you, I finally ready to say something flirty like, are you okay?
Oh.
Or wow, your collarbones are nice. You popped up like an action hero and chased the deer into the woods. Sir? Sir!
Chase the deer?
Like, why?
Uh-huh.
You disappeared among the trees, leaving me, my confused dog, and my unspoken pickup line behind.
Oh, no.
If you're out there, dear Avenger.
Dear Avenger.
I'd love to see you again. I have so many questions. Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Did you catch the deer?
Mm-hmm.
Why cool water?
That's a blast from the past.
And would you maybe want to grab coffee with a woman who witnessed your unexpected wildlife showdown?
Okay.
If this was you, please respond. Mm. If it wasn't, but you wear cool water and have good calves, also please respond. Keeping my options open.
She's like, listen, if you're this guy, that's great. But if you're not this guy, also great.
I do remember that I enjoy cool water.
Thanks. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
And if your name is Jimmy and right. we went to school together, please also respond.
Also respond. Wow.
Okay.
So whether you're looking for the chapstick borrowing hottie in
that's
the card aisle.
Bold move.
Bold
a
move
bold
indeed.
Move.
Or the guy who got annihilated by a deer.
And apparently was real mad and yep. chased after him.
Yep. It could be one thing, and that, my friends, is
Craigslist Missed Connection. Cool water.
On 99.7 DJX. So yesterday I was overhearing the conversation my wife was having with my sister on Thanksgiving food, and it was delightful.
Oh, got y'all excited.
It's 99.7 DJX. Now, my role in that will be mostly to transport and to carry.
Okay, so you're not cooking, creating any of the dishes.
Now, I'll help.
Mm.
Typically, that doesn't fall to me.
Okay, are you fine with that? Do you wish he had a bigger role?
Well, my brother-in-law, he likes to smoke the turkey. Like, that's his thing.
Okay.
And so
He takes pride in that. People love
that's
it.
That's his thing.
It's a fan favorite.
Yeah, it's a fan favorite. So, all right, that's good. He's got that taken care of. So we're like, okay, salads, sides, things like that.
Mm.
And my wife likes cooking, like, Thanksgiving food, dinner,
yeah, and
things
there are a
like
lot of
that.
People it's, that
like
that.
She loves it, loves
yes.
it. And so,
some people's
you know,
love language is being the one that's entertaining and being the host.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking even about a bread salad, which I'm
a
like...
A bread salad?
Stop.
I've never
tell
heard
me
of
more.
That.
I know, right? Sounds healthy and
uh-huh,
delicious.
Sure.
A bread salad, and I'm like, yes, I've heard of bread pudding, but you know what? Bread salad, I'm willing to try.
See, my husband is a big... His love language is being the entertainer. Like mm-hmm. he loves to be the one in the kitchen cooking. Like mm-hmm. we've done the past couple of years, he's made a cookie,
yeah.
found a Gordon Ramsay recipe video
yeah.
that we follow.
Yeah.
Turns out delicious sweet potato casserole. Wow.
Yeah, sweet potato casserole is my jam. Actually, sweet potatoes are my jam. So
magical.
Yeah. That's
he has
good
really
stuff.
Come up with a magical meal. So yeah, the fact that we're not actually, we're just bringing aside this year, going mm-hmm. to family's houses. So, but I think there's a tinge of disappointment because he likes to do that.
Yeah, would he be the type that would try to get into the kitchen, see if he could, quote, help out?
No, not at someone else's
oh, okay.
house, no.
All right.
But if it's in his kitchen, he's like,
yeah,
I
he's doing
got
it.
This.
He's doing it, yeah.
I'm running the show.
Yeah, he's got the apron that says, kiss the chef,
yes,
and let's go.
All of it.
All right.
And we're all helping.
So we're going to try to get Sarah on the phone next. She is all about bringing the dish.
Right.
She is
showing
not all
up to eat.
She is not all about what your husband likes.
And then deuces. I'm out.
That's right. So what's the issue? What is the actual issue here with group therapy? We're going to try to get into that next. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Specific drama, though. Hey, is this Sarah?
Yes, hi.
Hey. Sarah, thanks for allowing us to give you a call. Tell us what's going on.
I really need your help. I am struggling with Thanksgiving coming up.
Okay, we get it. It may not be the easiest for some people in some families.
Mm-hmm. And so every single Thanksgiving, the conversation eventually turns into, so, who's hosting next year? And somehow, without fail, my name gets thrown into the ring. And here's the thing. I do not want to host 20 people next year or at all.
Oh. That's a big family. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Could be a big undertaking. A
lot of stress. Sure.
Mm-hmm. No, and my place is super small. My sister's kids are feral, and I just don't have...
I'm sure they're lovely.
They're just, yes, they're in that phase. I get it. If you're a parent, you've been through it, sure.
Yes, and I don't have the emotional or physical square footage to, like, handle their chaos on top of more cooking chaos. Like,
right.
Like... I really love the idea of just going somewhere, eating, help clean up, and then leaving, you know?
Yeah, sure. It is easier. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, my conscience, my stupid conscience, like, I also don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or start drama because, like, this always turns into a thing, and I'll hear, like, well, I hosted 2 years ago, or my house is too small. I did it last time. You know, the whole thing.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I love we're unpacking all this for you. You know?
Absolutely. And is it a thing where you have maybe a rotation? Or because I'm sure the other family members, too, just want to feel... that everyone's getting a turn, especially if you don't have like a grandma who loves and insists on hosting every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's just we have more of the volunteers, whereas I like to sit back and not volunteer. And I don't know. I'm just trying to gracefully bow out of any hosting duties without coming across as like selfish or starting a feud between the family.
Yeah. I mean, here's what I'll say, and I'll just leave it at this. How hard could it be?
Oh, wow. Famous last words when you got like 20 people.
How hard could
it
be?
How do you guys do it, though? Do you bring a dish? Does everybody bring a dish? Or is like the host expected to do the majority of the cooking and everyone just shows up to eat?
It's a mixture. I mean, there's like half the family that'll come over early or the day before. They'll stay there and they'll do all the cooking and stuff. And then the other half will just show up with their dishes and then, you know, eat and be jolly and all that good stuff.
And that's the lane you like.
Yes.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. I get it. All right. Well, Sarah, thanks for allowing us to chat.
I'm sure you're not the only one that's been in this kind of position.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I'm sure others could suggest. I'm usually never home for Thanksgiving. So I'm always Thanksgiving out of like a hotel room or a restaurant or something like that. So I don't really have any like tips for you. But
well, we actually like prefer to host, to be honest. We don't get to do it a lot, though. But don't have feral kids though in the family that run around and destroy the house. So I also get those concerns. Mm-hmm. And if it's just, you know, physically a smaller space and you don't like the idea of packing everybody in.
Yeah, that can be claustrophobic for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Sarah, we've already got some suggestions rolling in via text and stuff like that. So we'll see what they say. And you know, hopefully, if nothing else, you can have an enjoyable time with family.
Yes. Thank you. I just drama free is all I want.
Now, you're not going to enjoy all the people that are like, you just got to take your turn.
Right.
Michelle says, I host my husband's 22 plus member family every year. It's hard. Everyone wants someone else to do it. So just, you got to just be a part of it.
It's kind of not fair if like you're the one that doesn't have to host it. If it's a thing where everybody is kind of fighting about it.
I wonder
the
if
end
she's
of every dinner.
I wonder if she's the youngest child.
Could be.
Because that's giving very third child energy.
Trina says you just got to say it. Hey, I've hosted a lot. I think it's somebody else's turn. Just flat out say it. I'm not doing it. If you show up, there will be no food. LOL. Wow. I don't know if that's going to go over well.
I mean, you could do the, hey, for Thanksgiving this year when we host, I want to do the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. So people bring jelly beans, popcorn, people bring toast.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But I feel like for, you know what else you could do? You could like see if maybe you all decide to go out to like Cracker Barrel or something. Go have a Thanksgiving dinner out. That way nobody has to host. Nobody has their house destroyed.
So for
nobody
your
has
turn,
to clean up.
So for your turn, yep. So who foots the bill for that?
Everyone pays for their own.
Oh, okay.
You'd be spending money to buy the ingredients to make a dish anyway.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well,
could be a compromise. Hey, guys, this year, how about nobody has to host and have their house wrecked and all the things? Let's all go out together, enjoy a meal, and let somebody else, like, take care of us. Yay.
You could start a, quote, new tradition.
Could be.
You know? So,
that could be
fun.
They have delicious food.
All right. What do you do? What's your story? 502-795-1997. Outside of just telling Sarah to man up and do it, what's your take? Would love to hear that coming up. So our listener Sarah doesn't want to sound like a big diva bee, but she also doesn't want to host Thanksgiving next year.
Now, ever.
It's not on the cards this year. There's already someone else doing it, but she's like,
stressing out about next year.
I don't want my name to even come up. Now, Genghis John rolls in on text and says, just host one, make everything absolutely terrible, and they'll never want you to host again.
Yeah, that was a disaster at her house. We're not going back.
Yeah. Now, I do like a lot of people who are like, you could always do an Airbnb or, you know, go to some place like Pigeon Forge or
Pigeon Forge would be fun.
Or some place where you can rent a house. There's a kitchen and then everybody can kind of bring stuff and then just do it there. And it's not your place. It's somewhere else's.
I will tell you, we spent the two times that we went to Disney World were over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They're back to back years when, you know, my daughter was like five. They were like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely awesome. They had an amazing little Thanksgiving meal at the resort we were staying at, and it was a perfect time to go. So, you know, you could take a little family vacation if you wanted
to.
Go to Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
I mean, heading to the mountains would be fun to spend Thanksgiving.
Lisa, the love consultant, rolls in and says, you do need to take your turn at some point.
Yes, it's only fair.
Yeah, that is true. So,
but you can share your concerns about, you know, she said she's got a small place and maybe she can, you know, talk about the fact, well, I just feel like everyone's going to be really cramped if we're at my place. Unfortunately, I've got a really small place. And I know, she turns to her sister, your kids need space
to run and frolic. Now, Jen rolls in and goes, I just learned that you can actually refuse to host. I didn't even know that was a thing. LOL.
Well, but can you? Can you?
A lot of people are rolling in and saying.
Sure, you can voice your concerns about that and just say, like, listen, hey, we've got a big family. I don't have a big place. My kitchen's really small. I just want everyone to be comfortable and have a good time. And I feel like my place isn't the best place to do that. I'd be happy to help cook somewhere else. Maybe she can volunteer her services there.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. Hopefully everything is drama-free this year and next.
Right. But, if they do a thing where they are rotating it around the family, I don't think it's feasible for her to, like,
you can't dodge it forever.
Yeah.
You can't dodge it forever.
But maybe you can. Sounds like you have some valid concerns with your space and packing all those people in. And maybe that's the angle you go with and see if you can come up with another way that you can be a big helper.
Good luck. Pass the gravy. It's group therapy. do knowledge. Let's introduce you to Tish, calling us from Lanesville. Hi, Tish.
Hi.
Hey there. Tish is 5'4", has brown hair, is a paralegal, and is engaged.
All of this is exciting.
I know, this is exciting.
Do we have a date? When's it happening? What's going on?
October 10th, next year.
Love it. How do you propose? Do you have a fun story? I just like to know these details.
Okay. I think I might have told you guys my story before, but we've been together for 8 years, so it's been a while. But he surprised me, planned a date, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. Like, we were stuck in traffic. The show we were going to see was, like, sold out.
Oh, no!
Couldn't find a place to eat dinner because it was super late. And he's, like, stressed out, and he's grumpy. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why are you, like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And he's, like, way more, like, upset than he normally would be. And so we're walking back to the car, and we pass the Yum Center. He's a huge Cards fan. And I was like, let's go take our picture, you know, some selfies by the cardinal bird. And so we did. We get up there, and I'm trying to, like, fix my hair and stuff, and I turn around, and he's down on one knee.
Oh, that is great. That is
great. He was like, I'm sorry it was terrible, but I just can't wait any longer.
Oh.
Right. Sometimes you just got to do it. I mean, it's been 8 years, for goodness sakes.
That's right. Yes.
All right, Tish. All these questions are geared towards the guy.
That's right.
Here we go. Question number one. Ja'Marr Chase plays for which professional football team?
Oh, why would you do this to me?
Oh. Wow.
My fiance is going to be so mad that I don't know because I know the name and I don't know the team.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Baltimore Ravens.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know. I've never heard that name.
Cincinnati Bengals. Star receiver for Cincinnati Bengals. You've probably heard of him. And
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of him, but... It makes sense that you focus on the Bengals are the closest to NFL team
you
to us besides
questions right when you're listening,
Colts.
Not when you're playing.
It is tough. It is tough when you're in the hot seat. All right, question number two for Tish. Where would you find lug nuts?
On your tires, on your car?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
You got it. Good job.
We're back.
What is a knot meter used for? Question three. What is a knot meter used for?
A knot?
Yeah, knot. Knot meter. K-N-O-T.
K-N-O-T. Measuring.
Okay.
I don't know, like distance or speed. I don't know.
You need to be a little bit more specific with speed.
In a boat?
A boat.
You know what? I'll
that makes sense.
Measuring speed at sea. So,
yes.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, give her the ding.
Sorry, I gave you the wrong.
Give her the ding.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. Yeah.
Yes.
Measuring speed at sea, either it's wind or it's speed that a boat would go.
Right.
Knot meter.
How many
okay?
knots, right? Yeah.
All right. You're back on. Tish, you're doing great.
Yes.
2 out of 3 so far. Here we go. Question four, dude knowledge. How many points is a takedown in NCAA wrestling worth?
Oh, I know nothing. I know sports, but not wrestling.
Yeah, no, I know 0% of wrestling.
A takedown.
How much is that worth?
3.
That sounds good.
You got it.
Shut up!
Yes!
So in high school, I think it's still worth 2.
I didn't know.
But
they
NCAA,
gave points in
oh
wrestling.
My gosh. In NCAA, they moved it from 2 to 3. So now it's 3. And you got it right.
I always thought
that
whoever ended up pinned that 2 lost.
No, it's points. It's points.
Oh,
it's
yay. Points. Yay for the points.
Tish, you're cracking me up. All right.
That's great.
One more. You.
This could be like 4 out of 5.
I was going to say, Tish, you might back yourself into 4 out of 5 on this. Yes,
okay.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Last question, dude knowledge. What automaker makes the Silverado, Blazer, and Equinox?
Chevy.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
I knew your other one. Like, yep, finish it.
Good job.
We're starting to say Chevy.
Good job, Tish. Yes. You did it. You are a beacon of knowledge, and somehow
when
you managed.
You stumble across the right answers
you know what?
And their absolute guesses.
You know, falling up is still
absolutely.
Up. Yeah, so.
Well done.
We got the job done.
That's right. Tish, you've been a delight. Enjoy your trip to the show.
Yes, absolutely.
And hang tight. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
All right.
Oh, and enjoy being a bride for the next year. That's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. All right, there you go. A little dude knowledge. Well done. Well done
it's
here.
It's great when the answers have 0 knowledge behind them.
I know. They're like, I don't know, 3?
Still
wow.
Get the ding.
It works.
Still get the ding.
That's what she said. How about a feel good? Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is really sweet. Abrielle is 7, lives in Virginia. She had the special bond with her grandpa. She called him Papa. Mm-hmm. She and her mom had moved in with him when she was younger. Her dad was often away serving in the Marines. So she spent a lot of time with him until he got sick and passed away 5 years ago.
Okay.
To cheer her up, a friend of the family sent flowers and a teddy bear that Abrielle named Papa Bear.
Mm-hmm.
She took him everywhere for 2 years. Until he got lost after a sleepover. She was devastated. So mom launched this mission to find a replica, which was kind of tough because the bears were outsourced by the florist. Like, they weren't sold by the florist. And so she posted on social media. Somebody sent her a link to one on eBay that looked exactly like it. So she bought it, wrapped it in a bag, and wrote a note from her papa in heaven.
Happy early haven't had a special delivery, baby.
Aww.
I mean, I think Mom played that out exactly the way she should have.
Yeah.
As if it was sent from Papa himself. See the really sweet story tweeted out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
So who is that guy in your part of town? I was just talking about like the walking guy that I always see around the East End. He is just seen walking everywhere. He's got longer hair, and if you pass by him,
is it the same route?
Well, I mean, he's seen like on Westport Road, on Brownsboro Road. He's kind of in that area. You just kind of see him walking around. He's the walking guy. There's also a cousin of walking guy who's walking guy too, who's also in the East End, and he just does laps around neighborhoods. You just see him walking. He walks hours on end.
Wow.
Hours on end.
Okay.
And so,
he's just always walking.
Good health guy. There's also moped guy who you see walking a dog while he's riding the moped.
Okay. So you sometimes, think, all right.
Sometimes the dog is in the basket of the moped.
Oh.
Sometimes he's walking the dog, but always he's on like and I shouldn't say moped. It's one of those like motorized, like bikes.
Okay.
Like a motorized bike, basically.
I think we've got one of those. he's a little man. He's got his bike helmet on. It's like a tiny, it looks like small wheels, like this tiny, I think it's maybe electric. He's still pedaling.
Yeah.
But yes, it's a very small little bike. And he rides like all the time.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, you'll have a conversation with, you know, someone or your significant other, and you'd be like, oh yeah, you know, I saw the walking guy the other day, and they immediately know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, 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 I saw him too, or whatever.
Don't know a name. You just give them the nickname because right. of what they're doing.
Right. So yesterday literally saw this Reddit thread pop up, and it's popped up before where it's like every city has a guy that they all know. Right. And so, someone else said, for me, it's this couple with the goats on Frankfurt Avenue. Haven't seen these ladies in a while, though. Hope they're doing well. And apparently they just walk around on
with goats?
Frankfurt Avenue with goats. Now, that's not them. That's another guy who saw a goat that was just roaming around.
Yeah, goat that, hopped the fence and yeah. he got on top of a car and yes, screamed like a
exactly,
girl.
Exactly.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah. It's funny. On the text line, we got a text from our buddy Gary, who said, I think I'm actually mentioned in that thread as being the guy in your city who paints his body like a bird and all. Because Gary.
Gary Redbird.
Yes. 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 He's the guy that you see whenever you are watching, like, Louisville Cardinals football game, and they flash to the stands and they see a guy with body paint and it looks like his face is painted like a bird. That's him. So yeah, he's the, I guess, the body paint guy, the Cardinal bird
sure.
guy, something like that.
Absolutely.
Who's the guy in your area town? Yeah. Another person just mentioned, yeah, walking guy, always out walking on the main roads.
Sure.
And then they said another is the guy who drives around all day in a red convertible with a big teddy bear in the passenger seat.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I haven't seen convertible teddy bear guy, but now I kind of want to.
No, I haven't either. That's funny. All right. 502-795-1997. Does every neighborhood have a walking guy? A guy that you always see walking all the time, everywhere? It's 99.70 JX. Jenny.
My walking guy, he's actually over around the Okolona area.
Uh-huh.
And he's always dressed in black. And normally we'll see him going through the neighborhood over by the Jefferson Mall going south toward, going down Preston past the Gene Snyder.
I like every neighborhood has a walking guy,
sure.
I feel like. Yeah. Sarah said back home, Tampa, there was a guy who would stand on the side of the road with his legs spread next to his bike and his arms crossed. And he would just stand there for hours. He got the nickname Crazy Chris. And he's been doing this for over 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, Trina says Spaghetti and Meatball in J-Town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're legends. I think one of them
did pass away.
Yeah,
but everybody knew them.
That's happened.
For sure.
That's funny.
There is an orange Jeep that drives down Westport Road around 4 p.m. every day, according to Tony the Welder. On the hood, it has Big Girl painted on it. Every time me and my son see it, we yell, Big Girl!
Oh, so
and
Big Girl.
Have a good laugh.
All right.
Yeah, it's a Big Girl Jeep.
Anna said, on the south end, there's a guy goes by Harley, Valley Station area. He rides his bike everywhere. And so, saw him as a kid. I'm 32 now, still see him. People just call him Harley. Oh, there's Harley. That's not his real name.
Nope.
Just Harley. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's those guys or those people in your neighborhood that you can identify immediately and that everybody just knows.
Yeah. Swifty Kim said, my neighbor lived his whole life in the house next door. He had Wilson's disease, used to ride a bike around pulling a lawnmower behind it so he could cut people's grass. He would often yell at the top of his lungs, go Big Blue!
Cats
he'd
fan.
Also, yep, he'd also put everyone's garbage out and take their cans in. Everyone in the neighborhood knew Larry.
Larry.
I grew up in this neighborhood, and he was a fixture almost my entire life until he passed away a couple of years ago.
Aww.
R.I.P. Larry.
Aww.
Man.
Kitso Cookie Lady mentioned, sure.
Oh, Kizito.
Yeah,
the Kizito Cookie Lady, of course.
I never remember. I've heard it said Kizito a billion times, but every time I see it, my brain says Kitso.
It's a Kitso
cookie
know
lady.
Why.
Yeah.
Maybe she should just change it.
I don't know. She's doing a job though. Like
she
like,
is
like
a legend.
She's, yeah, but she definitely
legend.
for sure. So, anyways, that's funny. All right, those are good.
Yeah, Mason from Meadtown in Brandenburg. There's always a guy riding his lawnmower near Mead Olin Park.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What's he known as though?
Maybe the lawnmower guy. Probably.
Lawnmower guy.
Jill says Stone Street Road. I see a man walking every morning picking up trash.
Yeah.
He's a trash guy.
All right.
The trash guy of Stone Street Road.
All right. Hey, good stuff. Thank you. It's 99.7 DJX. All right. So what happens when you see someone, you think there's a connection, but you don't get a name or number? What do you do?
You do a little typey-typey on the internet. You send it off, we find it, and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right. It's a man for woman, hot older lady. Who borrowed my chapstick?
Bold move.
Already sounds lovely.
Bold move. Putting your lips where a stranger's lips were.
You were the absolute smoke show in the grocery store card aisle.
I like your voice.
For an older lady, maybe 35, 40-ish, you
Wait
were stunning.
Wait a second. 35, 40-ish is older woman?
According to this guy.
I feel attacked.
You were looking at sympathy cards. Hair, perfect. Outfit, perfect. Yeah. Just, wow.
Yeah.
I was a younger dude trying to find a sorry your marriage imploded card for a coworker I don't even like.
Wow.
And I had to get flowers too. Why flowers? She's divorced, not dead. But I digress.
Okay, wow.
I noticed you next to me. And I was mentally preparing my very smooth, very casual opener like, so, who died?
What? Don't say that.
Before I could embarrass myself, you turned to me, looked directly into my soul, and said, do you have any chapstick?
Wow.
Ma'am. What kind of sorcery was that? How did you know I literally had chapstick in my pocket like some sort of Boy Scout with dry lips?
Literally.
I nodded like an idiot and handed it over to you. Then you uncapped it, put it on, handed it back to me and said, thanks.
What?
Then you walked away like it was the most normal interaction in the world.
Who's sharing chapstick with a stranger?
I stood there. Frozen. Holding the chapstick that had just graced your lips, wondering if I should ever use it again or retire it in a shadow box.
Did they just get to first base?
I should have said something. Asked you your name, your number, or at the very least, if you have a TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok! Do you have a TikTok?
If you're out there, card aisle chapstick goddess,
oh my God.
Please come back to my life. I'll bring fresh lip balm and
Maybe a better pickup line.
Yeah, maybe we just give her one. We just buy a new one and just give it to her. She needs it.
That's a woman who noticed she was being checked out.
Yeah.
And she was like, here, son, I'll show you how it's done.
That's like a Stifler's mom moment.
That totally is.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, that is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is a woman from Ann. Dear one, you zero at the park.
Okay.
Ooh, you were the handsome jogger in the park wearing gray shorts and the intoxicating aroma of sweat mixed with cool water.
Cool water? Yeah. Cool water?
Bold choice, sir, but one that took me right back to 8th grade slow dances and a boy named Jimmy.
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 Okay.
I was a 45-year-old divorced woman walking my dog, trying to look cute in my Lulus and my hoodie.
Okay.
I saw you jog past me twice.
Oh.
I checked. No wedding ring.
All right.
Mm-hmm. My heart fluttered, and I thought, this is my moment.
Uh-huh.
It's been a minute since I felt the tender touch of a man, if I'm being honest. Or even flirted with one that still had all of his hair. And then, the deer. Out of nowhere, Bambi came barreling out of the woods and annihilated you like, whoop-bam! Like, you owed it money and it was settling the score.
Wow.
I screamed, my dog screamed, and I'm pretty sure a squirrel gasped.
Oh.
As I ran toward you, finally ready to say something flirty like, are you okay? Or, oh. Wow, your collarbones are nice.
Wow, your collarbones.
You popped up like an action hero and chased a deer into the woods. Sir!
Huh?
Sir! Why?
Come back here, deer!
Why?
Yeah, right?
You disappeared among the trees, leaving me, my confused dog, and my unspoken pickup line behind.
Oh, no.
If you're out there, dear Avenger... I'd love to see you again. I have many questions.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Did you catch the deer?
Right.
Why cool water? I mean, but mommy likey.
Sure.
And would you be able to grab some coffee with a woman who witnessed your unexpected wildlife showdown?
Oh.
If this was you, please respond. Uh-huh. If it wasn't... and you wear cool water and have good calves, please also respond.
Not picky.
Yeah. Your name was Jimmy and we were in the 8th grade together,
right.
please also respond.
Yes. All right.
Just keeping my options open.
Yeah. You know what? Look, if you're looking for that lady who borrowed your chapstick and you're transfixed and dumbfounded...
Or you're looking for the Deer Avenger.
That's right.
Smells
of
cool water.
It could be one thing, and that, my friends, is...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Yep. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
Diane lived in Colorado. By all accounts, lived life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
She and some family members had this goal to have interesting adventures that might spice up their obituaries one day. Diane, she came up with this idea to try out for the Denver Broncos cheerleaders at the age of 64.
No, on my application, I told them how old I was and that I had no expectation of being a cheerleader. I'm not a threat to anybody, to any of the other participants.
Mm.
Yeah, super cute. Diane met her husband, Jim, 45 years ago. And they had lots of adventures. She went skydiving, whitewater rafting, rode a motorcycle, drove a race car, even became a mail order minister just in case.
Wow.
Yep. And, she obviously was making a very colorful obituary, just didn't realize that she was going to have those stories written so soon.
Aww.
She passed away due to complications following a surgery this month. She was 68. But again, her story is definitely one that suggests that she succeeded in living a pretty great, full life story.
All right.
And she was well loved. You can see the full story. Wave 3 featured it. We've got it on our website at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar and Drew Lawyers.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before. one of my favorite memes, by the way, which is quoted at our house all the time.
Sure.
It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story.
Which is an example of what not to do.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until some banking information goes out on national television.
How exactly did we get here?
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a mentalist correctly guess your PIN live on national television, you're doing okay.
That's great. That's fantastic.
This happened on The View. They actually had to edit footage out of their YouTube clips and of the rebroadcast because this celebrity mentalist was on and...
Turns out they're pretty good at their job?
I guess so.
Tell us, what is his birthday?
December 25th.
Oh, my God.
1225.
1225. Oh,
wow, that's not it.
And are you ready? Are you ready
creepy.
For this? Wait. Are you ready for this, Sarah?
Nope.
Sarah?
I'm done.
To make it the most amazing, your real code.
That's the edit.
Oh, wow. That's pretty abrupt.
Yeah. That's Sarah Hines' actual ATM PIN.
Isn't it?
And then she swears, which also had to be edited out.
Uh-huh. Again. That's two times now.
No one knows my PIN.
That I don't need to.
Okay, well, everybody now knows, so there's that.
Awesome. Might have to change that today.
Yeah. Anyways, like I said, they had to remove the clip from the full episode and then from the YouTube channel. But, yeah, kind of funny there when the mentalist actually is pretty good.
Turns out he is, good at his job.
Yeah. And, you know, if you are interviewing a mentalist, you expect some things like that. But then when he says, hey, is this your PIN? And then says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're like,
listen, that is not my PIN anymore. It's not my password.
It's not my password. I know it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
For
I know
just a
it was
little
9.
Bit until I could come up with something different.
Oh, that's a glorious story that I'll remember forever.
That's great.
Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. Apparently, I've never been on live television before.
Well, I mean, they couldn't just do a little precursor like, hey, let's not, like, guess personal information because we're on TV.
That could also be part of the setting the bar.
Yes, you could
probably also give them a little,
they
like,
they have producers that can kind of prep the guests. Like, here's the do's and don'ts, the best practices.
Stay away from personal information.
Right. That's funny.
Stay the lane of, hey, what number are you guessing right now?
The name of your childhood dog that no one knows.
Right.
That's
those
fine.
Sorts of things.
Yeah.
How about your bank routing number? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9? Oh.
Your social security number? Sure. All that.
Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. On 99.7 DJX. By the way, coming up, a stupid fact of the day that I know you're going to cringe at.
Oh, great. Does it have to do with farts?
Nope.
Or Uranus?
Neither one.
Okay.
Coming up. The thirst for knowledge runs deep on this show. How about a little stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Every single person has face mites living on their face right now.
Why did you feel like we needed to know that?
They're microscopic.
I don't want to know about my mites.
They're swimming in all the oils in your pores.
I'm going to have to go wash my face now immediately. Probably 15 times, which is not good because it's going to rub off the protective layer of your skin that you need.
And the mites are reproducing on your face.
Stop!
They find it a...
Why have you not switched the music? You know what I'm talking about.
Very nice.
There it is. That's the whole reason you did this stupid fact, isn't it? Let's be honest with why you decide to bring certain facts to the show. You wanted to say that tiny mites are making other tiny mites on your face right now. That's why you wanted to say that.
That's why I wanted to say it. You're right, Kelly.
Let's call a spade a spade.
But it's still a stupid fact.
I didn't want to know that stupid fact. Who wants to know that? We were all skipping through life today up until this moment, not knowing that and not having a neurotic fear of mites on our face. But now we do.
Now,
we
can't go back. Good news is you can't see them.
Great.
So that's the good news.
That's real great.
And you know what? If you can't see it,
then it's not there. It's
not happening.
I want to go back in time to when I didn't know that they were there. Well, I want to go back to that blissful time.
Stupid fact of the day. Every single person within the sound of my voice has face mites on them right now.
And
swimming,
they're doing it.
Swimming in their oils. And yes, and making sweet, passionate face mite love.
That's great. Face mite love. Is that the name of this segment? Face mite
face
love.
Face mite love on 99.7 DJX.
I hate this segment.
It is funny. Remember, we were just talking about the setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX about the mentalist who correctly identified the host's pin on the air.
That's great.
We got a text from a listener. Made me think of the time Kelly gave her phone number out on the air. I still have it saved in my phone.
No, you do not.
But haven't texted.
No, you do not.
Oh, my gosh.
Why did I give my phone number out on the air? I remember it, but why?
I think
was
you did
it. A dare? Did I lose a bet?
Yes, I think it was a wheel of dares, and it was give your phone number out on the air, and you did it super fast. But then immediately you started getting texts from people who
like they caught it.
They caught it. You were like 1234567 9,
uh-huh.
And they were like boop, and then
they caught it.
Your phone number started blowing up.
I did get.
Do
a,
you
an
still
exponential...
have? Do you still have the same number
no,
from?
I think because that's the number before.
I was gonna say that was a segment that we did. That would have probably been like 10 years ago. Like it was a long time ago.
I did have a different phone number back then. So,
well, I remember when I first moved to town, I gave my cell phone number out on the air as a way to just, hey, text me, you know, I'm new.
Because we didn't have an actual text
line
for the radio station back then.
Right. Exactly. I even had it on the website for a hot minute.
Wow.
And
bold move, sir.
Then people and most of the time people would be like, is this really you? Like mm-hmm. like they'd be like and most people were respectful of it.
Sure. Didn't like they, continue to blow you
there
up.
There were a couple people who got a hold of the phone number who I will still to this very day.
Get you have the same phone number.
I do.
Oh,
I have
wow.
the same phone number. And I'll get a call and it'll say so and so's name. Do not answer.
Because you've labeled,
I've
you
labeled
learned a long
it.
Time
yes.
ago.
I've labeled
this is a fan.
I know.
Who kept the phone
shoot,
number.
That's funny.
I did once upon a time have Kelly K on my license plate when I lived in Indiana.
Yeah.
I quickly learned that was not a good
well
idea. It did
no?
not bode well. Mm. It almost caused a couple of accidents with people trying to.
Like take a photo of it or
either
just
that or
see
try
if it
to
was
talk
actually
to
you
me in
oh,
traffic.
Yeah.
And or you know, if I stop it at the gas station, all that kind of stuff, I learned that was probably not that
problematic.
I think I still have that like on my wall though. I displayed it in my home studio for a while.
Sure.
I switched it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I learned okay, personalized plate sounds fun in theory.
And just don't have it be your name.
I had a Beetle, like a yellow Beetle back
yeah,
then. I thought
sure,
it's
cute.
A fun car.
Yeah,
let's just put my name on it. It'd be great. That was not a great idea.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're real people, Kim, right?
Give an inch, they'll take a mile, though.
I tell you what, though, you ought to send Kelly a little heads up text. Just see if that goes through.
Yep, go ahead.
This Kelly, new phone, who dis?
New phone, who dis?
All right. If you missed anything from the show, you missed a Miss Connections that was unhinged.
Truly magical.
It was magical. That and also, how do you get out of Thanksgiving a year early?
Being the host.
Yeah.
When
so.
Kind of everyone has to have their turn.
Yep. So, anyways, a lot of stuff to get on the podcast. Anything else?
You can get to the website. Ariana Grande says that she's probably not going to tour after this next one.
Okay.
Might be jarring for you to hear. And the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Are going through fan mail, answering all your deep, deep questions.
Nice. Okay.
So you can go through that. That's a couple productivity killers for you.
Sure.
At WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.